Listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the show that's available in multiple quantities. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. It's toll-free to call us. Toll-free, free, 888-723-4630.
And if for some reason you cannot call us, you can click on the Contact Us link. It's to the right-hand side of the page if you're on the white page player. If you're on the black player, it's a little link on the bottom. If you click Contact Us, you can type in your question or comment. Now, we don't do, you know, we don't mind doing a listing dish for you if you're not on the air, but we don't give away the prize unless you're on the air with us, unless you're on the telephone.
Hey, it's not really related to eBay, but it is a little bit because you can find a lot of merchandise.
Okay.
But 60 years ago today, two boys met and changed the world. Who were they?
60 years ago today.
Yeah. They were two young boys at the time. They met, and the rest was history.
Paul McCartney and John Lennon.
That's right. They met in 1957. 60 years ago, I believe today or this week, this is close to the today. I think it was, John had a band called the Quarrymen. They were marching behind a marching band parade in, their hometown of Liverpool. And, Paul introduced himself to John, and, the rest was history.
Wow.
And they were just kids, too.
Music history like none other.
Like none other. It's pretty amazing when you think about it.
Paul showed John how to tune a guitar.
Yeah.
During that first meeting, which was a good thing.
Here, look.
And he sang
guitar.
Who I dated, Gene Vincent's Bebopalula.
Oh, you dated Gene Vincent?
Yeah. And some songs by Little Richard. Yes.
Yeah, they were big influence.
I was a teenager at the time.
I was 4.
A couple of dates. I was too young for him. He was too old for me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Gene Vincent was too old.
Yes. I was like 14 or something.
My God, you were a little tramp, were you?
I was not. You know.
I'm going to call you
a little messing around, but not a tramp.
A trampolina.
You're terrible.
Our little trampolina. She's all grown up now, though.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Hey, we all have something in our past.
So
we have
to finish reading the Shine finalist stories. Okay.
Oh, where are they?
Okay. They're eBay Radio. Excuse me. eBay.com/Shine Awards.
Oh, it's not in our show notes? Look at, I'm turning pages just for you, see?
No. It's not in our show notes.
No, they're not in there. Okay.
No. You go to eBayRadio.com/Shine Awards.
eBay Radio.
No, I'm sorry. I keep saying
eBay.com.
It's eBay.com/Shine Awards.
Boy, you have eBay on the...
I have eBay Radio on the mind.
Yeah. All right, there they are, eBay Shine Awards.
Okay, the other day we went through the Rising Stars, Global Business Winners, Minority or Women-Owned Businesses. Now we're down to the Charitable Business. And by the way, there are 3 finalists in each category. So there are 3 Charitable Business finalists.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you do the first one, read her story?
Well, so it's Dana Bryant, and she has a shop called Crossing the Jordan. And she's from Santa Rosa, California, just north of San Francisco in the North Bay. She's been selling on eBay for 2 years. She has 33 employees.
Oh, my.
And what started for her as a community charity project turned into a local thrift store, then full-scale retail store, and then an e-commerce business supporting women and children who need a second chance. The Crossing the Jordan Foundation is a residential program for women and children that seeks to transform their lives, offering housing, careers, and a helping hand for those in need. Crossing the Jordan is fully operated and managed by those that the program serves. And she, that's a great cause.
And one of the questions she was asked is, what is your proudest business moment on eBay?
Oh, I love that.
She said, crossing the Jordan's proudest moment is when we had our first $1,000 day. We thought we had hit the big time. We make the milestones count. We celebrate the teamwork it takes. With our online operation, we are so dependent on one another. Each position relies on the other to do their job well so they can do their job. Our customers love us, and our mission, Crossing the Jordan, has created an oath of excellence. We aspire to go above and beyond. It matters to us, and we love shining brightly. So they really celebrated their first $1,000 day. Who wouldn't? Oh, my. That's a lot of eBay sales.
That is.
Probably, you know, to make up that $1,000. So, okay, so that's the first one. That's Dana Bryan.
Yes.
Now let's go to the next one is Nancy Meyer.
And you're going to read this one.
Okay.
Nancy's cool.
Nancy?
She's a woman after my own heart. You know why?
Why?
Because she's sitting on a pile of salvage, and I love salvage.
She owns Community Forklift. Hyattsville, Maryland.
Yeah.
She's been selling on eBay for 6 years. She has 35 employees. And Community Forklift is a nonprofit reuse center for home improvement supplies. Community Forklift aims to lift up the community by recycling and reselling unwanted and salvaged building materials throughout the Metro DC region. Since 2011, Community Forklift has also provided $250,000 worth of materials to neighbors in need.
Oh, that's cool.
So,
and they salvage just about not only building materials, but like supplies, equipment. And it's pretty cool stuff. You can visit their store and see all the stuff they have right now up for sale. Ooh, I want those. I'll have to come back for those. Oh, look, there's an Erector set. I had one of those as a kid.
She was asked, what is your proudest business moment on eBay?
And?
She said Community Forklift has become the vintage bathroom fixture provider to the stars.
Oh, really?
Exclamation point. In 2014, we had an abundance of vintage sinks and toilets piling up on the warehouse floor. They did not sell quickly, and we got very little money for them. Realizing we needed to capture a bigger market, we listed our first toilet and sink set on eBay in Tang Red. It was red. It sold. The woman in New York who purchased it was thrilled. We refined the process, cleaning, photographing, and creating vintage bathroom fixtures and toilets, and since have become the go-to source. Our vintage fixtures have been sold for the bathroom of Marvel's Jessica Jones series on Netflix.
Oh, I've seen that.
A Woody Allen film set and the CBS series Elementary.
Oh, with
how cool.
That's so cool.
That's cool. So that's Nancy Meyer. This is a good one. You can vote for Nancy every single day if you want. And who's the third one, Greg?
What's a guy named Gabe Middleton, and the user ID is human-i-t. So let's read his story. He is from Commerce, California. He's been selling on eBay for 5 years. He has 25 employees. And Human IT connects low-income individuals and nonprofits to technology, internet, and digital training. By reusing instead of recycling electronics, Human IT transforms e-waste into opportunities to promote digital inclusion and access for all. With the help of eBay, two 25-year-olds established a nonprofit with national reach within 5 years.
They're like the
they're
Paul
kids.
McCartney and John Lennon.
Yeah.
Of e-commerce.
Yeah, they're
right.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
And they
going to visit their stores.
They ask him, "What is your proudest business moment on eBay?"
What is that?
He said, "In late 2014, we had one of the best months on eBay up until that point. This success enabled us to purchase equipment that streamlined our computer refurbishment process and allowed us to dramatically increase our number of donations served." The systematic improvement opened the door to a partnership with the City of Los Angeles, in which we donated 2,600 PCs through the pilot phase of our Our Cycle LA program. Our Cycle LA continues to serve hundreds of low-income families in LA every year. One good month on eBay made years of difference. See, this is a person, entrepreneurially, who did what they were supposed to do. They took that money, and instead of going on a trip, they invested in their business.
Oh, yeah.
Great way to grow your company. So.
Wow, yeah, I see. Yeah.
So you can vote for Gabe Middleton if you go to ebay.com/shineawards. Those three people we just read, Dana Bryant, Nancy Meyer, and Gabe Middleton, are all vying to win that division. Griff, next is Young Entrepreneur Award, and that's the last one. You want to read the story of Sierra Brown?
We could, except I think we're about to go on a break.
Oh, okay.
But we have three young entrepreneurs in this final category. Sierra Brown, Zachary Gosiminski, and Nicholas Wolfram. And we'll talk about their three very different businesses and the fact that they are very young.
These are youngsters.
Kids, just barely out of school.
Have you ever watched Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt?
I have. It's very funny.
Yeah. John and I just, we're watching it. We're on, the second season of it. It's very cool. Very cute. I wasn't sure if you'd like that or not.
Like I said, I end up watching more TV now than I have in years because we do dialysis at night. But, so Howie picks most of the shows. He's got some things I can't even stand to watch. I cannot stand to watch Big Brother. I know people, this show just,
I watched it a couple of times years ago and couldn't do it.
I don't like those people. I wish they'd all jump in the pool and drown. Ugh. What a horrible group. But, some shows I really like. Some of the shows are really good that he likes to watch. But we watch, the one that we agree on, and I do it more for, it's a mental exercise, is I like to watch Jeopardy.
Oh, we love Jeopardy.
And I like to watch it because, it keeps me sharp.
And probably you know all the answers.
No, I don't.
No, I don't.
But there are some answers that if you're our age, we know these things from culture 40 years ago.
Right.
But I'll say, wait a minute, you didn't know this? How can you not know this? Everyone knows this. Then I realize, oh, wait, you're kids. This segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings. Call us now at 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
When it comes to listing software, you need a tool that really understands how you work and can grow with your business. 6-Bit Software is the natural solution because eBay certified provider John Slocum understands. He's been building software for eBay sellers ever since 1998 when he developed Auction Assistant for his father-in-law. You may already know John as the creator of Blackthorn. 6-Bit is his biggest and best e-commerce tool yet. 6-Bit lets you run your multi-channel business right from your desktop. From listing to shipping to inventory management. There are three versions of 6-Bit. Home and Hobby, Small Business, and Enterprise. So it can grow along with you. And when you need support, John and his team are there for you, just like they've been for years. Auction Assistant worked for John's father-in-law. Now let 6-Bit work for you. Try 6-Bit free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
When it comes to shopping for shipping supplies, you've got plenty of options. But if you want to deal with someone who truly cares about what you need, there's only one place to turn. Bubble Fast. Owners Mark and Robin Levine have been providing shipping supplies to online sellers since 1999 at cost-effective wholesale prices. Just call and tell them what you're looking for. If they don't have it or can't find it, they'll even create it themselves, like their famous Scotty Stuffer for flat-rate priority envelopes. Mark and Robin are top-rated sellers themselves, so they understand your shipping challenges, and they're here to help. You can even join their Shipping Tips and Tricks Facebook group and sign up for their Bubble Briefs newsletter, complete with a monthly discount coupon code. Find it all at bubblefast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Visit bubblefast.com.
As an eBay entrepreneur, you're always looking for profitable items to sell in quantities you're comfortable with. Bulk's got the goods. Liquidation goods, that is. Bulk features top-branded merchandise not only by the pallet, but also now by the case. Cases start around $100 and ship right to your doorstep anywhere within the contiguous U.S. for just $30. Buying by the case is a terrific way to specialize in one type of item or test a new niche. A case takes up a lot less room than a pallet, too. You can even reuse your case to send products to a fulfillment center. So when it comes to sourcing profitable items, get down to cases with Bulk. Browse for free at bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. For liquidation goods by the pallet or case, bulk.com.
To eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where promotions are managed and tracking is always current. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Therapy, eBay market research to increase your online sales. We long to hear your voice at the other end of the line at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630. Don't disappoint us.
And Griff and I are on the page. If you go to ebay.com/shineawards, we're reading the finalists, their stories.
Yes.
And our telephone number, if you'd like to call, is 888-RADIO-30, because, honey, if you don't call, we just keep talking. 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. But before that, Griff, we do have a caller.
Okay.
And it's our buddy, Chris. Serious fun for you. Hey, Chris, from Grand Junction, Colorado. How you doing? What's your question or comment?
Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my segment.
All those wonderful people out there in the dark.
Ron is getting way ahead of me, so I have to call in once in a while. Well, it's obvious that Lee has not spent 9 months carrying a child or going through the pain of childbirth, or she wouldn't be comparing people's pets to children.
Oh, no, no. No, you don't understand.
Excuse me. I'm standing up. Wait a minute. Yeah.
You're in for it, Chris.
I'm
serious.
Sorry.
I'm gonna stand back here.
When I stand up, things are happening.
Yeah.
Okay, Chris.
Are you standing? It's hard to tell.
Yeah, I'm standing up. Very funny. Short jokes, right? Ball jokes? No.
You can if you want.
Chris?
Yes.
Okay. I have had 4 children.
No. And this goes back to, I don't know when we went through this. What was it, 2 years ago or something? But
I think it was just yesterday, it seems like.
It seems like, doesn't it? But anyway, we were talking about how people treated their pets like their children. And anyway, Griff made a comment earlier, now who's comparing, pets to babies?
Oh, yeah, that was me.
But we litigated the whole thing.
Yeah, we did.
Whenever it was.
It was a while back.
Doesn't mean we can't relitigate.
Anyway, everybody needs to know is that I totally and completely understand love for an animal because, we used to have this little Maltese in the family.
Yeah.
I used to put it in swaddling. I swear to God, when it was a tiny puppy, I would wrap it in a little blanket and hold it. I get it. I honestly get it.
Mm-hmm.
All I was saying back then was...
Here we go.
I know. I'm just giving you a hard time.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to go there again.
I better stand behind this guardrail.
I'm not going to go there again.
Anyway, Griff, my idea about fireworks is if we get the Washington guys, since they go up there, was that annually or how often do they usually go up? With trying to do petitions and doing things.
You mean the fly-in? That's once a year. Well, it's usually once a year, I think. Yeah.
Anyway, what I thought is we could get a petition together and replace the bang and fireworks to record it oohs and ahs. So when the fireworks go up, you ooh.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's not a bad idea, but I have a better idea. I think they should change the loud booms out for fart sounds.
Well,
because then it would be beautiful and funny.
And 15-year-old.
That would be popular in the
15-year-old
South.
15-year-old boy. Hey, and don't put down the South. Now we've got short jokes about me. Now we're putting down the South. Come on.
What?
Guys.
What?
By the way, I'd like to speak up for all the vintage fireworks sellers
vintage
on eBay.
Vintage what year? What year vintage?
1972 to 2017.
Thank you. Remember, it needs a time period.
Yes. I would like to, not only vintage, but other people are selling 397 results for fireworks on eBay.
Really?
Oh, and I tried to call in whenever it was a couple of weeks ago when we were, you guys were talking about, the entertainer that you like so much. I'm having a senior moment that turned out to be gay. Griff, help me out here.
Johnny Mathis?
Johnny Mathis.
Was Johnny Mathis
gay?
I was in the Air Force, and in 1970, I was over in Thailand. I was listening to the Armed Forces Network, and they interviewed him.
Oh.
And I'd seen him on TV on different shows, and, you know, you only saw him for a minute or two as far as any speaking, and then he'd do his songs. But he did an extended interview, and he sounded so gay in 1970. I said,
yeah.
Wow, Johnny Mathis is gay.
Yeah.
And,
who knew?
You know, I don't know when it actually went, when the regular people figured it out, but, like I say, even back in 1970, it blew me away because I'd, you know, seen him on TV a bunch of times. But anywho, so.
Well,
and
you never
there was,
know.
At the time, there was a little over 7,200 results for Johnny Mathis. Because y'all were talking about that, and y'all were going to get back to it, and then you never did. So.
Oh, we didn't. Anyway. We should have, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So
sometimes we do that.
Yeah, anyway, so that day, there was like 72,000 results. I mean, 72,000, yeah. One or the other. Started with a 7 and had a 2 in it. Anyway.
Well, we love Johnny Mathis.
We do.
Oh, yeah, he had a phrasing, you know, they talked about like Frank Sinatra could, his phrasing was so good, and Johnny Mathis just, you know, he could take a song and make it his own.
Still singing, isn't he?
I'm not sure he was.
Oh, that's the other thing I was going to tell you. I looked it up. He is going to be in California. He was actually playing that next night somewhere in the South.
Oh, wow.
But he's going to be in California and, I think, I want to say like San Jose.
You're kidding. I gotta go see him.
There you go.
Griff, do you know the way to San Jose? Because, you know, he's going to be there, but I ran out of material. Anyway, so yeah, he is literally, if you Google him, he's going to be playing a couple of places in California coming up.
Google him. I've never even met him.
He will be in San Jose. So,
well, thank you.
You can take Lee to make up for the short jokes.
Yeah,
well,
really.
Lee lives too
remember,
far away.
The reason she only had two dates with above before mentioned rock star was Gene because Benson. She wouldn't put out. And that was something.
You know what? You know what? I was too young for him. He wanted more than I could give him. I'm trying to be very nice here.
Well, before you weren't that nice.
He wanted more than I could give him, but he was a very nice guy.
Yeah, and you were talking about how his leg was hurt from the motorcycle accident.
Right.
Whatever. So, yeah, anywho.
You didn't want to get a bad rep. Remember those in high school?
Oh, God, it was worse than that. There was no birth control, honey.
There wasn't?
We had no pills. We had,
yes,
no.
You did. You had a little aspirin. You put it between your knees
and
you squeezed it tight.
Right.
And then
yeah,
the babies.
There were good girls and popular girls.
Right. And then there was me.
It's kind of like watching the movie Grease.
Keep your knees together, walk home from school in a crowd, and don't chew gum.
Oh, those were the days.
Those were the days. Hey, Chris, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it. Always great.
I'd fill in some time for you guys.
Always great to hear from you. Hey, thank you.
I try to keep up with Ron. He's way ahead of me.
So. There you go.
Call anytime. We love to hear from you, Chris.
All right. You guys take care.
Thank you so much.
I remembered during that conversation what the Jeopardy question was that completely confounded me that no one on the none of the three contestants knew.
Oh, and what was it?
It was 60s pop was the category.
Uh-huh.
And paraphrasing, but who sang Sweet Nothings and I'm Sorry? Don't say it.
Oh, I know who that was.
And, of course, I was just a boy, but, you know, that was a huge hit, and my mother had all her albums. It's Short Little Brenda Lee.
Yeah, Short Little Brenda Lee.
And no one knew who she was. And her most famous hit, of course, is Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Right.
Or Jingle Bell. Yeah, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
What a voice. Oh.
Oh, I love Brenda. She was great.
Yeah. Let me see. eBay. Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
There are fireworks on eBay. Can you sell fireworks on eBay? I thought you could not sell fireworks
on eBay. Well, now that's a good question. You just opened up a can of interesting worms. Let's go see.
I don't think you can.
No, I don't think you can either, but I can't say, you know, when you search for fireworks, what comes up though? Is it necessarily?
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The first one, vintage fireworks catalogs, posters,
See, that's
and
different.
Smokies. But I thought you couldn't even sell, if I remember from a while back, you couldn't even sell a book that told you how to make fireworks.
No, that's not true.
Are you sure?
Yeah. So none of the stuff that I'm seeing here, these are advertising posters, a lot of those.
Oh, boxes that historical firecrackers were in. Just
Ooh, I
the
like
boxes.
These. Ooh, these posters are cool. Why aren't I collecting these?
Okay, so they're selling posters and boxes that fireworks used to come in.
Yeah, that's perfectly okay. And these are tube shells, so they're empty. And an empty package of bottle rockets, no bottle. An empty box of sparklers, I remember those.
Empty box.
I tried to put my eye out.
Cardboard artillery shell mortar tubes with base fireworks.
Yeah, so no one's selling the actual, you know, the combustible exploding fireworks themselves.
I get it. Okay.
But I like those posters, don't you? They're kind of graphic and cool.
Yeah, they are cool.
Yeah. Should I collect these? No. No.
No. Trying to get rid of stuff.
I know. With no luck.
Stop it.
Every time I take out a carload of stuff back to Savers or Goodwill, I come back with two carloads.
I know, it's incredible.
You're going to see me on TV someday.
We'll come over and
help
you.
And it will not
be pretty. Before TV comes, we'll come over and help you.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Yeah, right.
So here's another poster. Yeah, I don't see any real fireworks. You're absolutely right.
So there. So see, you were quick to judge.
Yeah.
But there you go.
Well, I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. I never liked them. I hate to sound... Again, anyone listening to this show and listening to some things that come out of my mouth over the years must think I am a total party pooper.
Yeah,
not fun at
sometimes.
All. I just don't like fireworks. This segment was brought to you by Terapeak, eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Call us now and tell us what you like. 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Now to list my latest haul of thrifted treasures. If only there was a way to identify them quickly and find out what they've sold for. I'm going to have to rub the tarnish off this silver urn to see the hallmark. Whoa, who are you?
I'm a genie, of course, and your wish is my command. In a word, worth point.
What?
You asked for a way to identify and value these items, right? Well, that would be worth point. They've got a whole encyclopedia of marks, autographs, patterns, and symbols, plus an ever-growing library of reference books. And WorthPoint's database of realized prices goes back 15 years. It's not just eBay sellers who swear by WorthPoint either. The IRS uses it to figure out the average homeowner's worth.
Wow.
WorthPoint is full of keyword-rich content to help you build one-of-a-kind listings with just a few clicks. It's almost like magic.
Where do I sign up?
For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com and put the magic of WorthPoint to work for you.
When it comes to keeping up with eBay and online marketplace news, you've got to consider the source. That's why you should be reading TameBay. You can trust TameBay to know what's moving and shaking in the world of e-commerce, both close to home and around the globe. It's must-read news for eBay sellers. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson serve up the real dish with an eye to serving real-life sellers who want to grow and improve their businesses on eBay and online. Chris is an eBay seller himself, and Dan helped found eBay UK. Plus, TameBay offers more than just news. Their free seller resources include ebooks, videos, and the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers, including eBay Radio. For up-to-date e-commerce news worldwide, turn to TameBay at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
As an eBay seller, you have plenty of choices when it comes to shipping software. But only one shipping software fits in your pocket, and that's ShipStation. ShipStation Mobile, free for iOS and Android devices, lets you get ship done anytime, anywhere. You can update orders and create shipping labels right from your smartphone. even handle returns. But that's not all. With ShipStation Mobile, you can actually print those labels via wireless from wherever you happen to be. So when you get home, all you have to do is slap them on your packages. But one thing you don't have to print out is a scan form. ShipStation Mobile takes care of that right in the app, generating a barcode for your carrier to scan at pickup and saving you paper. That's just how ShipStation rolls, wherever you are, however you ship. Try ShipStation free for 30 days. No credit card required at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Listen while you list.